Glory. Were y'all excited to give that tithes and that offering?
Amen.
Your breakthrough.
Amen.
Your breakthrough. As always, and God had let me not to do it yet, but I do have a song that Mr. Isher Christie one gonna play, and I think the song is like mostly for me, maybe instead of y'all, to put me at ease. But glory to God, glory to God. Go ahead, Christy.
Everybody, girl, put your hands together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. When I say down on my trail, but I'm singing out this way. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back, cause this means war. This means,
this means war.
This means,
this means war.
This means,
this means war.
Put them together. I got joy in my soul. And I say them on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back, cause this means war. This means,
this means war.
This means,
this means war.
This means,
this means war.
Father God, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we just say thank you. We just give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father God. All of you, Father, and none of me, have your way in this place tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus over this service tonight, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over your people tonight, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord, for what you are about to do in this place tonight. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. This means war. That's what pleading the blood is about. It's wartime. And we're living in a time where we've got to stand up. Well, we've got to be bold. We've got to be courageous. We've got to be strong. We can't be weak. We can't be spaghetti back. This is a time to plead the blood. Pleading the blood of Jesus. Pleading the blood of Jesus is seeking victory over demonic forces. That's what it's about. It's a form of our authority. It's a form of taking authority over situations, circumstances in the spirit, because in our natural bodies, we can't. But when we plead the blood, and pleading, I looked it up in the Vines Dictionary, and it's to make a petition. Wesper says it's a state of an emotional appeal to present and argue for, especially in court or in another public context. This means war. Pleading the blood of Jesus the Christ. It means war. The blood of Jesus, it forgives, it protects, it brings peace, it heals, it consecrates us, as Pastor was talking about on Sunday. It brings peace, it's freedom from the bondage of sin, it made us righteous. It allowed us to talk to God directly instead of going through somebody. Because before that blood, they had to go through somebody. They didn't have that direct contact. The cross bridged the gap between God and man. The cross and that blood. Hallelujah. God looks at us through the blood of Jesus. It's a covenant with us, with God, as Gentiles. It's life, and it's a weapon. Pleading the blood of Jesus is a weapon. It redeems us. It's a redeemer. You know, and the blood of Jesus, the blood, pleading the blood. There's so many scriptures, you know, in the Bible talking about the blood, and I have a few that I'm going to point out. And my first one is John 19:13, and it says in the NIV, instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. That is significant. The NLT says, one of the soldiers, however, pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water flowed out. Now, there's a medical reason that happened, but there's a spiritual reason that happened as well. The blood of Jesus, when it flowed, and they flowed together, okay, that's significant. The blood and the water out of Jesus' side flowed together. The blood was there to forgive us and to wash away our sins. The water was there to give us a new life. They flowed together. So forgiveness and a new life came out of Jesus at one time for the both of us, for all of us who decide to accept him as our Lord and our Savior. The blood and the water flowed out at the same time. And that just stuck out with me. God just illuminated that part to me with the blood and the water. And so I was doing some research, and he pierced Jesus on the side. Adam was cut on the side. I want to do some more research on that. I know that's another whole lesson, but they both was pierced, cut on the side. Adam, the first man who messed up. And then Jesus came in to redeem what Adam did. They both was cut on the side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when Jesus died on the cross, when he was hanging on the cross, he was talking to God, his daddy, why have you forsaken me? What's up, daddy? What did I do so wrong for you to do this to me? In wonder terms. But he was saying, why have you forsaken me? Okay, if you go back with Jacob, with Joseph's sons that he adopted, Ephraim and what's the other one? Manasseh somebody, M-A-N-E-S-S, whatever his name is, that name right there. Okay, when Joseph brought the boys, the two Jacob, he put the oldest one, the Manasseh somebody, at his right hand, and he put Ephraim at his left hand. Because see, the right hand is a sign of a double blessing, a double portion. So he put him there, but Jacob switched and gave Ephraim, the youngest one, the double portion, the double blessing. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, see, God ain't gonna let Jacob do that, and he won't do it. When he was hanging on the cross, and he's asking God, why have you forsaken me, daddy? What have I done? God switched hands. We got the double portion. The blood is part of that double portion that give us that authority. The hands were switched. We got the right hand on us. And he had to turn his back on his son who never sinned and who took on everything that we could possibly do. He took it on that cross, the blood and the water coming out, forgiving us of our sins and giving us a new life. The blood and the water is very significant, and the right and the switching of the hands. That's what God did that day on Calvary. He switched hands. He gave us that double portion blessing, the blood of Jesus. We can plead the blood of Jesus over our families, over our marriages, over our homes, over our pastors, over our church, over our children, over our schools, over our country, over our jobs, over decisions that we're going to make, places that we're going, when we're going on vacations. I plead the blood of Jesus over this. No matter what, whatever concerns you concerns God, plead the blood of Jesus over it. Whatever decision you're going to make, plead the blood of Jesus over. Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. You know, in the some of the facts are the women in my family, my mother's side, they get Alzheimer's. I refuse. Amen. I refuse. I refuse. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. And that I have a sound mind. So you got to plead the blood. The blood of Jesus is not just for protection. It's so much more than that. It's not just for the blood. It's not just forgiveness of the sin. It's so much more than that. And we need to plead the blood of Jesus over our situations, over anything that we may be going through. Like I said, the blood forgives, protects, brings peace. And this is in the word. It heals, it consecrates us, it frees us from the bondage of sin. There's so much about the blood. The demons tremble when you say with authority, not weak and scared and out of fear, but when you say with authority, with boldness. And this is why we can go boldly to the throne of grace, because of the blood. When we plead that blood of Jesus, that's going boldly to the throne. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my children right now. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that they will not be in any accidents and cause any accidents. They are moved out of the way of accidents and wrecks. They are moved out of the way of drive-by shooters and random and planned acts of violence. And I thank you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus covers them. I plead the blood with authority. Go boldly to the throne of grace, Christians. Go boldly to the throne. You have that right, that blood bought right, that blood and that water that spilled out of our Lord and Savior. He gave you that right. He gave you that authority. Plead the blood of Jesus. You do not have to be held hostage for your worst moment in life, because the enemy would bring things back up. Plead the blood. Yep, yeah, I did it. That's covered by the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over that. When you fall, get up. Plead the blood. When the enemy brings up your past, bring up his future. Your past is covered by the blood. The blood defeated him. And we already know in the end it says we win. He's bound in chains and thrown into the lake of fire. When he brings up your past, you bring up his future. It's already been said. He's defeated. He's a defeated foe. We win, Christians. No matter what it may look like, we win. Plead the blood of Jesus. That blood covers all. We can't keep practicing sin now. You just, like you practice a sport or practice your craft, you can't keep practicing now, just dibble and dabble. Oh, the Lord, forgive me. All right, your grace gonna run out. Plead the blood. If there's something, it's an area of weakness for you, plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, I need help in this area. I need you. And then do what you're supposed to do to stop it. If it's somebody you hanging around that cause, cut them loose. Deuces. Cut them loose. Cut them loose. Ain't nobody worth going to hell for. Ain't nobody worth losing your salvation on. I'm sorry. I do not. I love myself some Jesse Phillips. Okay. I ain't going to hell for Jesse, okay? He ain't worthy. He ain't my Jesus. He's my Lord, my little L in the house. He ain't a big L, okay? As Sarah said in the Bible about Abraham. So, but anyway, glory be to God. You know, and speaking of Jesse, when he was diagnosed with leukemia back in 2013, I think now, August of 2013, you know, and as you know, leukemia is a cancer of the blood. How ironic the enemy attacks Jesse in that way. It's a cancer of the blood, but the blood of Jesus runs through Jesse's body. Leukemia has no place in his body, because the blood of Jesus runs through his body, because I plead the blood of Jesus over my husband. Leukemia has no place in his body. And that was part of one of the confessions that he speak over himself daily. The blood of Jesus runs through his body, not leukemia. Not leukemia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, Pastor Rock, a few years ago, he talked about drawing that bloodline. Draw that bloodline. Draw that line. The enemy can't cross it. And Christy, I didn't give you this scripture. God gave it to me later. Sorry about that, girl. You'll be all right. Love you, though. In Exodus 12:13, the blood would be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague would touch you when I strike Egypt. Any place can be Egypt. The blood of Jesus covers us. It protects us. So draw that line. And I literally go through my house and I do this on my doors and on my windows, pleading the blood of Jesus over every doorway, every entrance, anything. I plead the blood of Jesus over that. And I actually had someone to make me a cross, a red cross with Phillips, with our name on there, the Phillips, on there, and it's on my door. That represents the blood. So, but I go through and draw that line. He can't cross it. Draw that bloodline around your children, around your marriage, your finances. When you're writing out your bills, you look through your checkbook, plead the blood of Jesus over that checkbook, over your bank account. Plead the blood of Jesus over that. Plead the blood of Jesus. The blood is strong. We take the blood for granted. The blood is strong. Plead the blood. The enemy can't touch or cross the blood of Jesus. He shakes. He trembles. Y'all know he really ain't that big. We magnify him with situations. Instead of magnifying our God, we magnify him. But he ain't that big. When he got kicked out of heaven, he shrunk. Because, yeah, angels are huge. But when he got kicked out, he shrunk. He is not that big. God got him. He's already done. You know, we can't be moved by what we see. We can't be moved by what we hear. We should only be moved by the word of God. The blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. We're human. I'm human. We're human. We get that anxiety, that anxiousness, you know, that fear tries to come up on us, but that's when you guys, oh, okay, I plead blood of Jesus.
Right.
You know, Sunday I talked about Jessica, the enemy tried, the devil is a liar. She was coming home. I didn't go into detail. She was coming home. She told me that Friday night that she was coming home. She wanted to surprise her daddy. And so I said, okay, cool, be careful, and I pray for you when you get on the road, da-da-da-da. And she texted me that morning and said, hey, I'm about to get on the road. I said, okay, and I prayed for her, like I always do, for her, for the roads, and plead the blood of Jesus over her and the road that she's going to travel. And I normally don't tell Jesse, but I told him that Saturday morning. I said, hey, your baby girl is coming home. She wanted to surprise you. Sorry. But pray for her. Okay, so, and he did. He was headed to work, and he did. And so, later on, I was cleaning or something, and I got this impression. So I'm like, okay. So I just prayed for her again, prayed in the spirit. And not too long after that, she called. I think she called her daddy first, and she was in the back. If you know the area, she was in between Union Springs and Hertzboro, and that is a lonely road with very little reception. And so she kept breaking up, and she was scared. She was nervous coming down that road, and her car started shaking really, really bad. She didn't know what was going on, but come to find out, a tire blew out. But God, the blood of Jesus, because anything could have happened. She could have flipped or anything, but she did. She got it to the side of the road. That was God.
Yes.
Now, he didn't cause that tire to blow, but he protected my baby.
Yes.
The blood protected her. And she was there about an hour by herself waiting on somebody to get there. He couldn't leave work. I was in Columbus, so I sent my son, her brother, down there. Then I remembered Jesse's cousin still live in Hertzboro, and called him, and they got to her within 15 minutes, so she had somebody there with her. You know, and God is good. God is good. So when you get that impression about something or someone, just pray. Plead the blood of Jesus over it. God has entrusted you to pray.
Yes.
He trusts you to give you an impression to pray for somebody. They don't have to know it. Just pray. If you don't know what to pray, pray in the Spirit. If you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, that can happen tonight if you want to.
That's right.
But if you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, just say, Lord, I'm not sure what's going on, but I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. I pray that you protect them. Whatever is going on, you fix it, Father. And I just thank you in the name of Jesus and move on. It ain't got to be a long, drawn-out drama. Just pray. Talk to your daddy. Talk to him. That's what praying is, just communicating with God. Now, you got a husband, you can listen. You're just communicating with God. Just communicating with God. But plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood prohibits. It stops the enemy access to your family, finances, marriage, whatever, your job. Because I plead the blood of Jesus over our jobs, over the schools, whatever I can think of.
Right.
I plead the blood of Jesus over it. You know, and I was listening to Kenneth Hagin. And the son, Kenneth W. Hagin, and he said, pleading the blood is like putting up a no trespassing sign. I'm like, okay. So we need to put up a no trespassing sign on the things that's important to us, that's close to us. We need to put up a no trespassing sign. The blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. And he was saying, call on the power, because there's power in the blood. And when you plead in the blood of Jesus, that's calling on the power that's in the blood of Jesus. And I wrote that down when he said that, because that's so true. When we sing about there is power in the blood, and that's when you plead the blood, that's what you're doing. You're drawing that power out of that blood of Jesus, which is so strong. Well, any situation, you can cover any situation, and that's what we're doing. We need to plead the blood, because the devil, he's scared of the blood. He's scared. He's scared of the blood. He's scared of the blood. He is scared of the blood. But put a no trespassing sign around your family, around your home. The enemy can't touch it. He cannot touch it. It allows pleading the blood of Jesus, you know, going back to that scripture in Exodus, it allows God to be your doorkeeper. So when things or whatever tries to knock at your door, tries to come in, let God handle that. God, I think that's for you. Answer that. You handle that right there. Plead the blood of Jesus. That's what it's for. It gives God permission to come in and handle whatever is concerning you. It gives him permission to do that. And we need to, when Jesus was headed to Calvary, and when he was walking through carrying the cross, he walked through the marketplace. They didn't take him, he didn't go on a back road where nobody can see him. He went through the marketplace where people working. So what does that tell me? We need to take the blood to work. We need to take the blood to our marketplaces. We need to take the blood and walk through our homes, walk through our schools, the workplaces, the church, the grocery store, and plead the blood of Jesus over these places. If there's a grocery store that you frequent, plead the blood of Jesus over it.
Amen.
So no hurt, harm, or danger come up on you.
That's right.
Plead the blood of Jesus over it. Because my favorite boutique, I do. So her prices can stay good. And she can stay in business because I like her. And I love her. She's a good person as well. But I do. I plead the blood of Jesus over her and her family. Because they're God's children as well. And I know she's a Christian. But plead the blood of Jesus over these places. You ain't got to be all loud and drama and drawing attention to yourself.
That's right.
As you're walking, picking up your stuff, just a little thank you, Lord. Plead the blood of Jesus over there.
That's right.
We didn't got to draw attention to ourselves like that. That turns people away, really. It turns people away because you're just a show.
Uh-huh.
As, you know, you one of them Pharisees where he was praying out loud. So the tax collector can hear him because he wasn't praying so God can hear him. He was praying so the tax collector could hear him.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, I'm not like this tax collector. No, you're worse, actually.
Uh-huh.
So you didn't got to do all that. I'm going to be Wanda. And I can finally say, I love me. I love who I am. I love who God made me. And I love that Pastor allowed me to be me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to teach God's word. I'm going to do the best to my ability, allow God to use me and speak through me. But I'm going to be the woman that God has made me to be when I come up here and teach to you all. Whatever Pastor allows me to do, I'm going to allow God to use me because he made me who I am. And I just thank him for that. I just thank him for that. There's a couple of more scriptures. Romans 5:9 in the NIV. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? And justified means declared righteous. That's why I said that we're right. It makes us righteous. The scripture said it. We have been declared righteous by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 13:12. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make people holy through his own blood. What I got from that, he went outside the city gate. He wasn't inside the city. So there's people living outside of the city gate that may not have access to the city. So Jesus went outside the city gate so everybody can have access to him. Everybody have access through the blood. That's the revelation I got from that scripture.
That's right.
Everybody have access to the blood. Now it's up to them whether they do it or not.
That's right.
But everybody have access to the blood. And the thing about it, Jesus ain't coming back until every small corner of this world has had an opportunity to say yes to him.
That's right.
Amen.
Uh-huh. And that's why, pastors, we send money to these ministries that go out into the world.
Yeah.
That's why we support different ministries. I don't want to go. God hasn't called me to go. I would send my money for someone else to go. I'm doing my part.
Amen.
Now, if God called me to go, I'm going to look and say, you sure somebody else ain't talking? But the blood of Jesus, the blood is open for everybody. Plead the blood of Jesus over your situations. Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. You know, prior to Jesus dying, as I was saying earlier, we didn't Christian folks didn't have that access to talk to God. You know, they would kill a lamb or whatever once a year, a bull or whatever, you know, and that was just kind of covering the sins and what have you. But Jesus died for our sins to be taken away. You know, and so, but now, and only certain people can go in, and they had to hold him, you know. You know, only certain folks could go up in there. No, pastor could go up in there. They can go up in, but we had to be out here waiting, and hopefully he got it right while he was in there. You know? but that's how it was until Jesus came along. Now we can all just sit at his feet and just talk to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Last scripture, Colossians 1 and 20. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. And that's why I said we have peace. Because when you plead the blood of Jesus over a situation, God's going to work it out. It may not look like it, but don't be moved by what you see. God's working in the background. He's working. He's working. And don't be moved by people. Pastor a few years ago talked about this, a spirit behind a person. And I have to remind myself of that. And I just smile. And I bind that spirit and plead the blood of Jesus over them. Because some people don't realize they're being used at times. They really don't. They don't realize they're being used. Bless their hearts. They don't. They don't. And same here with me. I don't realize sometimes I'm used because I can have a snappy mouth at times. I have to catch myself and say, Lord, help me. Yeah. But I hope y'all got something from this tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.